Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, good job, guys. I like the song choice. Hey. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the AfterBuzz TV after show for The Vampire Diaries. This is Season 7, Episode 11, Things We Lost in the Fire. I'm Tiana Hobson, and you can follow me at the Tiana Hobson. And joining me today, welcome back, yeah. Katie Campbell!
Yay! Hello, guys! You can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
And Jordana Morphin.
Hey, guys. You can find me at Jordana underscore Morphin on Twitter.
So, overall thoughts on Friday's episode? Did you like it better than last week's episode?
Definitely.
We didn't really get to hear your opinion on last week's episode, so just quickly, I want to know how you felt about it.
You know, I enjoyed it, but it did feel a lot of, like, the same scene over and over again type of thing with Damon waking up, and I was just wanting more from the episode. So I feel like we got a little bit more in this one. I like this one better.
Yeah, and this week, it was actually directed by Paul Wesley. Mm-hmm. This is third time episode directing, and I guess I had some fun facts I was going to save for the end, but Katie kind of brought up a point that I wanted to harp on right now. So part of directing the show is, you know, you need like 2 weeks of prep week. So when an actor is directing, it's like, how do we get them out of the storyline a little bit so that they have time for it? And so his week of prep was last week's episode. So it kind of like took him out of the main focus, and it was mostly focused on Damon. So that kind of explains a little bit more going into that episode. You're like, oh, okay. I guess it makes sense. Because I was like, where's everyone else? Why are we only on Damon?
Right.
So now you know. The more you know. Boom. speaking of Stefan and Damon, so they're both awake from the stone, but they're both still dealing with their own demons, and they're still slightly crazy is what I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
But Stefan, being the little brother who always is taking care of his big brother, is trying to pretend like he's not still having these hallucinations, I guess we can call them. And he's always trying to help his brother. And he's still clearly dealing with stuff on his own. So I know you're the queen of loving Stefan, so.
I know. He's trying to hold it together. That's what he does, is he helps people, you know? So he may be hiding that from Damon, but he's also hiding it from himself, I think, too, because he just wants to be back to normal, and I don't know. It makes me wonder, though, about Julian. Is Julian still having these effects? He has to be. Like, how long does it last?
Maybe because
that's why he's still in Mystic Falls, too, because it's, like, in his hell, it was, like, reoccurring, him killing Lily, you know, and he says, I'm still in Mystic Falls because there's some, you know, because this was, like, Lily's home. So,
and it will be interesting to see, because the whole episode, we're trying to get Stefan to tell us what he did to finally accept what he was so he could come out of the stone. Mm-hmm. So I wonder what Julian finally had to do to accept his killing of Lily repeatedly to be able to even come out of that stone.
What would that be? Because remember when we first met Julian, he said, I have some kind of business that he had to go take care of. When, you know, he was taking care of Valerie's baby in her stomach, he had to leave. He had to get out of town. So there's something about his backstory that we don't know. I think he was shady back then, and maybe that story was also in his hell among killing Lily.
Yeah, I would really like to, now that we're talking about this, I really would like to know more about Julian's time in that stone, because we're seeing how it's affecting Stefan and Damon. And does it make you guys look at Julian in a different light from when we first met him, like, coming out of the stone. It's like, okay, if he was going through this, do you feel any differently towards him now?
Not really. I mean,
you don't have like a little bit of softness towards him, like, oh man, he was dealing with a lot.
I mean,
when he came out,
he was dealing with a lot, but that doesn't make him a nice person still, you know.
I think he had a lot of other issues and he was still bad beforehand, but I would look at his situation now a little differently because I'm like, maybe he's not himself.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of Julian, why is he just in Mystic Falls? Because, you know, it's just because
him and his band of merry men, are they vampires? I don't heretics? Understand. Are they all heretics? What?
No.
Who are these people who are drag racing through the streets of Mystic Falls?
Yeah. I think he's just got like a bunch of vampires,
just hanging out, chilling,
surrounded himself with some friends.
So they're like not doing anything.
Are they humans who were compelled to be there as his friends?
Maybe there's some humans inside. I thought they were just vampires, but maybe there's some humans in the crowd too, so they can feed on them.
Okay. Yeah.
I like where Katie's going with this. Well, we get to a couple flashbacks to when Stefan first came out of the stone, so we can kind of get caught up to speed. And we see him and Caroline going out on a date, and, you know, Caroline just being bubbly Caroline, like, yada, 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 yada. And then he attacks a waiter, thinking that it's Damon still standing there.
I wanted to say, maybe it's because I'm always, you know, I've always said it, I'm a Selena fan at heart, but I was getting on to the whole Steriline thing, and I thought it was so cute, but I just didn't feel, in that moment, I was wondering, should I be feeling more lovey about this little scene of them having dinner? Because I didn't either. Maybe it's because we haven't seen them romantically, you know, that's not pushing it, because there's other things going on.
Do you think it's also because we know 3 years from now they're not together?
It could be.
And that she's with Alaric.
Mm-hmm. That could
now,
be a little bit of a
see,
factor.
The way I, like, watch the episodes now, and I see her, I'm, like, trying to... I'm like, okay, I see her with Alaric, or I'm trying to see little things, like, oh, look, she's into Alaric
like
now.
Like, the baby shower when they were, like, super cute and flirty. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But that's what I was thinking during those scenes. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I kind of see her and Alaric starting something. And in my mind, when I see her and Stefan together, all I can think is, what goes wrong?
Yeah.
Why aren't you guys still together? And I think knowing the outcome kind of deflates the love I had for them going.
But we also have to think of it like, just because it's the outcome in that 3 years from now doesn't mean, you know, there's people that are meant to be together that end up like going separate ways for a little bit, but they're together in the end. And I don't know, maybe because Stefan, all he does is push people away, you know, when he's dealing with stuff, and he doesn't always come out and tell what's going on internally with the struggles. We see him not saying, like you mentioned, Tiana, like he wouldn't talk about what was happening in his hell. You know, he just holds it back, pushes people away, even though he loves them. So maybe that's part of the reason why they're not together, is because he pushed her away.
Could be.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, Katie. I was listening. I was also reading my notes, so that's why that was awkward. So in another flashback, we see him talking to Caroline, and him waking up from a nightmare, and he sees Damon behind her, and Damon's like, I'm gonna rip the babies out of your little girlfriend, and he throws something, and I thought it was gonna hit, I was like, is he throwing something at Caroline? Like, you're having a conversation with her, know that she's there, and that he's not there.
Yeah.
But basically seeing Damon is driving him crazy, because what we learn is that even though you're out of the stone, you still have issues you need to deal with. Acceptance.
So is there an end, though? They keep saying, oh, we have to figure out whatever it's trying to tell us. But, you know, you did that in hell. Okay, you move to the next step. Is it going to be another step and another step and another step?
I hope not. But Henry, who we saw in Damon, said, you passed the test, but you haven't completed your liberation. And you have to accept who you are, your true self.
Quoted it. He said, "The Phoenix Stone doesn't trap you; it frees you to be your true self."
Is Stefan going to become Ripper? Is that that's not his true self? Is
no,
it?
I don't think.
True self. I think Damon. If you look at what they both ended up doing tonight, so Stefan, it's in his reality. He had to let go of his brother to save himself, and he's constantly trying to save his brother. And when they were using this analogy, I was like, I know exactly where this is going. Stefan has to stop protecting Damon, and at some point they have to go separate ways because Damon is weighing them both down instead of letting Stefan be who he truly is. Just like Damon having Elena lingering around is keeping him from being his true self.
But I mean, we
because
love
a completely different person. This is what we were talking about last week.
He's not himself unless Elena is there.
Wait. No.
Opposite way.
When Elena's around, he's not his true, dangerous, crazy, impulsive self. Which is funny because I started watching just yesterday. I put it on in the background the first season, and I'm just like, Damon was the bad guy, you know. But I mean, we love the brotherly bond, and that's something that drives the show forward. I know we love seeing the brothers have great moments together over the episodes. So it's like, I don't want Stefan's little thing to be true where he has to let go of Damon.
I think
it's more of a, at some point you have to let the little butterfly fly away.
Just maybe not be as protective with him, you know? Mm. Because that's what he's been doing his whole life. It's taking care of Damon.
Cleaning up his messes.
Yeah, so I think that's what he's starting to realize.
He's gotta, if he wants happiness, he's gotta let his brother mess up and clean up his own messes. Mm-hmm. It's like what he said, what Julian said to him in the car, Stefan's having a conversation with Damon that I think is going great, and then boom, we find out he was never even there. I'm like, oh my god, Stefan is really crazy right now.
I was freaking out too.
Yeah, I love that moment because I did not see that coming, and that for me was my face when I saw that. I was like,
could you imagine
what?
Walking up, seeing somebody just talking to themselves?
Having a full-blown conversation to themselves.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things Stefan's hallucination of Damon said, I think, was you should have let me clean up my own mess instead of cleaning it up for me. And he does that all the time, so it's time for Damon to deal with the repercussions of his actions.
I don't know if that's gonna go well though.
It's not gonna go well at all But it's something that they're saying has to happen, so we'll see. But let's talk about what I thought was really shocking. But not that many people tweeted about it, so I guess maybe it's not real, but Damon gets Tyler to take him to Elena's coffin.
So it's not real?
Oh, it's not.
And burns her body?
Yeah. And just, like, kills him.
And, like, Tyler is left on the cement, like, after getting his head pounded into the concrete, and we never see him for the rest of the episode, so...
I was tearing up in this moment. I was like, this is not happening. It can't be true. And it just felt like it happened, and then we just moved on.
Yeah,
and
it did.
I was like, wait, Elena, no. But so I feel like because of that, it's not true, and she was never in there. Because if you take it apart like this, he first saw Henry, and we're all thinking, oh my god, Elena's really in there. But then why did Tyler go back and try to shoot him? I think it was a trap. To try to tell, because he's like, I'm not bringing you to her. No matter what you were telling me, you told me not to let you near her. So there's the trap.
Like a trap.
And he knows he's going to get mad when he sees that there's nobody in there, so he's going to shoot him and keep him calm for a little bit.
Right.
And then it ended up being that he saw Elena, but she's not. It's empty, I think.
I was on the same path with you, and I totally agree with what you're saying, Katie. That's what I think is happening. I trusted Tyler to not actually take Damon to Elena's real hiding spot, because why would it be so close to where he is also? But when it was burning, you could see Elena's face in there, and that was the only thing that kind of tripped me out. I was like, are they literally making it so she could never come back now?
I know. But he's hallucinating, so he's seeing Elena's face, but she's not there.
It could be it's true. And I don't know. That whole scene with, you know, Henry being there and pretty much saying, he said, like, you know, setting her on fire is pretty much, like...
Releasing you,
ending your own suffering and bringing out
because
your true self.
She just make him a better person.
Only when they were together.
As soon as she was out of earshot, he was not a nice person to a lot of people.
Nope.
But keep him close by to Elena and everyone's world is better. So let's talk a little bit about Caroline and Alaric. So we see that she's throwing him a baby shower because basically once these babies come out, she's not going to be around to do everything. Like, she's not their mom. Remember that, Alaric. Mm-hmm. And kept really saying that. And I was like, I feel like she's really growing close to these and we all know Caroline has wanted a family and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So
how can
she
you
was
not
very motherly and mm-hmm. like you could see like a protective side on her, of her when they were changing the diapers and he was like, he doesn't even know what he's doing, but like he yeah. does obviously. But you could like just tell that she has like this motherly instinct yeah. about her. You know,
how can you not get attached yeah. to babies that are growing inside of you, whether mm-hmm. you know you're a surrogate or not? But mm-hmm. I just think her point about, she's trying to make that point, I'm not going to be around, is trying to tell herself to believe it, to that's what's going to happen.
She's going
to
speak it into fruition. Yeah. She's like, I got to say it out loud because then it'll be true. And yeah. then she, you know, throws a great baby shower, finds the letter in his office because mm-hmm. she just has made herself at home in his affairs, yeah. That he's going to be leaving. And he's like, look, I don't want my kids growing up anywhere near Mystic Falls, Whitmore College, vampires in general. Yeah. Like, I want a safe environment for them, so I'm gonna take them away.
I think this is when he realized, because you know how she was acting around him, and she was like, oh yeah, and turned away from him, and mm-hmm. then, like, I think this is when he, like, actually realized that he was like, oh, you know, she does care. Like, she does want to be around here and there. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of got that, like, feeling, oh, I can see something now. Like, I can see them forming.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, and I also think that it's a good move for him to take them away, but
yeah.
speaking about them having that little relationship in the future, I felt like I saw that when mm-hmm. she was, you know, feel
oh, the kicking.
Yep. I saw mm-hmm. some little bit of chemistry, but it's mostly friendship right now, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but maybe something could grow because they want to be co-parents mm-hmm. together.
And I think also because we were hearing Stefan through the episode say how he came out and he was pushing Caroline away and they haven't been mm-hmm. like the same. And then you see her with Alaric and they're mm-hmm. talking about his babies that are growing inside of her and
you know what
just the flirtation that's happening.
I was thinking too, like, she lost her mom, you know? So I feel like this is kind of like, I don't know, kind of, you know, they're not her babies, but she maybe feels like, you know, this is kind of like a family to me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not having her mom around as well, I think that's why she's kind of, like,
and
feeling
they
that way.
They
need
a
mother.
Figure,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. it's Caroline. She's yeah. been the mama of the group forever, since yeah. they were kids, basically. And they do have this kind of weird vampire, werewolf, witch, like, yeah. family dynamic going on with the group. And so I just don't think anyone ever thought, oh, he would go away because it's just, you know, this is our family. Why would you ever leave it?
Right.
So that was very sad. But yeah. Matt is pretty angry over here. Just angry little Matt mm-hmm. At the baby shower. Pissed off because Nora shows up, even though she was invited by Bonnie.
Nora's a little frightening, though.
Yeah. She's a little firecracker, that girl. Yeah.
I don't like get her, on her bad side.
I like her.
It's not don't get on her bad side. It's don't even think about yeah. getting on her bad side because she'll do what she's threatening to do to you.
Don't even look at her.
Before like, you even do yeah. it.
I was thinking, why are they even inviting her? But they explained it because mm-hmm. after she stabbed Stefan, she helped pull him out. I don't care. Yeah. You helped pull him out. Great. Okay, now leave. Like,
I don't know.
I'm a little worried about her.
I'm a little worried, too, but I kind of have this feeling that her and Bonnie are, like, going to team up with what they were talking about at the end. I'm hoping that Bonnie just kind of like brings her to her senses and
yeah.
makes her like mm-hmm. a better person, because I mean we've seen her throughout that she isn't like the evil one, like her freaking girlfriend, you know, she's yeah. like the nicer one and yeah. she does have, you know,
a split personality
yeah, she
sometimes.
Has a split personality.
She must be a Gemini. Just gonna say it. No offense to other Geminis
I'm
out
Gemini.
There, but I know. I was like, wait, I don't want to piss off Katie Campbell. Might get the other side.
Seriously.
Might get the other twin. I don't
yeah,
know.
No. No.
But yeah, she's a little crazy one there. You gotta keep her close. And mm-hmm. like Bonnie said, too, it's better to have her on our side
yeah.
than as our enemy. So mm-hmm. we don't have to be besties with her, but at least keeping her on our side.
Your friends
is
close, your enemies closer. Closer.
Yep. Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly, Katie. Spoken like a true Gemini. but then Matt leaves after having way too many drinks, and he's texting and driving, which is a no-no. Guys, don't do that.
Among,
Oprah has a pledge that you can
that's
take.
That's a no-no.
Among drinking and driving.
Among drinking and driving.
And you're a cop.
And you're a cop.
Like, okay.
And he gets pulled over, and he tries to pull the whole, like, I'm an officer, too. And she's, like, not having it. you're coming with me.
Yeah.
The police officer. And then she finds the bag of stuff, and she's just very suspicious about the town and asking him kind of leading questions and giving him those knowing looks of, mm-hmm. oh yeah, I heard about your class. That's terrible. Why didn't they call in FEMA yeah. and all this stuff to get yeah. the fires under control?
Mm-hmm. But finally somebody's questioning it yeah. because
it made no sense.
Yeah.
And then she brings out the bag. I mean, obviously, how are you not going to question him?
Yeah.
And, like, the town.
It's like, is your name Buffy? Are you a vampire slayer? Like, what's going on? Why do you have so many wooden stakes yeah. in your car?
Yeah.
You're a police officer. So then we get to our flash forward, and we see that he is helping the Huntress, yeah. who's locked Caroline in the thing and was like, hey, look. You served your purpose. We're going after Stefan, and we just needed to lure him
well, here. He also kind of said how he arranged something to get people off of her tail so he could save Caroline. So I still feel like I'm not mad at Matt because why he feels this way. And I don't think this is actually a big shock. I thought he might have teamed up
you
with the
You know what?
Huntress.
I wasn't shocked at all. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, he's, like, the only human here. Mm-hmm. He's lost, like, his family, everyone, because of all the supernatural beings that are around him. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I can kind of feel for him, you know? He, like, doesn't have anything left.
And he still loves his friends yeah. if he saved mm-hmm. Caroline in some way.
In some way. I mean, but see, that's the thing with Matt. He's always the guy who opposes vampires and witches and werewolves, yeah. but he's also, these are all your friends. So it's like, how can you hate this and be out there killing it, but also, like, but you guys are cool. At some point, those lines are going to cross, mm-hmm. and you're going to have to make a choice. And I don't know what his choice will be when really faced with it.
I'm wondering if he kind of has, like, a plan, because obviously, like, he loves his friends and whatnot. But, you know, like, in this episode we were saying that he's trying to, like, kill off all the vampires that are there, so maybe he is, like, teaming up with her, and in his head he just, like, wants to kill off, you know, Julian and his yeah all the bad ones. Hopefully that's what well, but you know, who knows,
because yeah.
obviously Steph, they're trying to get Steph mm-hmm. in, so
yeah, maybe he's got some kind of an ulterior just mm-hmm. get the bad guys type of thing going on.
Well, and Nora told us, I forgot to mention this, that, you know, she gets that postcard, which mm-hmm. is a warning from the Huntress. And she said, once you've been marked by her sword, she never stops hunting you. And so if Matt is teamed up with her and they're hunting Stefan right now, mm-hmm. doesn't sound like it's a good kind of hunting that's going to come out of this at all. So yeah. that's why I'm kind of anti-Matt. I can't be like, I'm okay with you being on her side.
Just thought of something. Obviously, he, like, saved Caroline, right? 3 years forward. Well, what happened in that time between Stefan and Caroline? Maybe, you know, he has, like, some bad feelings towards Stefan. We don't know what he did. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why he's turning against him. Who knows?
I'm just not okay with it.
We also have Matt feeling a little bitter, I think, about whatever happened in his life. He lost his job and his girlfriend, who I think was the cop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bet you they team up and get together. So he's got a lot of, like, sadness in his life anyway, so he's mad and he's angry. Mm-hmm.
He's angry.
And why did he lose them? Probably something with vampires.
Yep.
But it's hunting Stefan. Yeah. You've known Stefan for ages, and mm-hmm. you always said that, you know,
yeah, I know. We can't be hunting Stefan.
You can't be, like, you just can't be teamed up with the enemy who's going after Stefan now.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he has another plan, and it's just like he's hunting Stefan because that's what she wants. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, it's not.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. One of the other things I kind of wanted to mention, going back to Damon and his journey, I was just a little confused about his journey because we went from last week him needing to accept the fact that he needed his mom around mm-hmm. to now it's Elena is your anchor and you need to be a bad person.
Yeah.
Your true self. And I was like, how do the two relate to each other with what happened in his hell world to what's happening outside of it? With Stefan, we see his hell world was him having to let go of Damon and mm-hmm. Damon's spirit kind of hallucinating with him of, like, how could you abandon me and that kind of stuff. So what's the correlation with Lily and Elena?
Why isn't Lily haunting him now?
That's what I was confused about.
That is a little weird.
Sorry, I just had to make everyone else confused about it, too. Let us know what you guys think out there in the Twitterverse and YouTube world, and make sure you're leaving us a comment and likes and subscribes to our beautiful podcast here. I have a little bit I guess you can call it news and gossip, but it's mostly just fun facts from the episode because...
After Buzz TV News. Because
Julie Plec does her little blogs every week about the show, and I've been reading them now because they're just so full of insider information.
Yeah.
So, some tidbits from set. It was Paul's idea to have Tyler's doll head fall off during the baby shower diaper changing race. And it was Matt's comment on his own poorly diapered dog looks like a helmet. That was actually an ad lib from Zach during his interaction or during his in-character reaction while they were rolling. That was just his reaction of an ad lib. So that made it into the final cut. Also, the underwater sequence was shot on their stages. In season four, they built a small one for Carol Lockwood for Christmas. And this season, they're up to a 12,000-gallon tank. She jokes that if they hit a season nine, they'll be able to film a Titanic 2.
Amazing.
With the size tank that they now have on their set.
Wow.
The episode's title is based on one of her favorite scripts, a film by Alan Loeb. It's kind of her nod to him. And I did not know this. Mystic Grill, because they went back to Mystic Falls for the first time in a while. For five seasons, the building they used was actually just a lawyer's office. But then the mayor and some investors got together and they opened a restaurant. Oh, so there's a real Mystic Grill in the Atlanta area that you can
go
to.
Let's go, guys.
I know. I was like, why didn't anyone tell me about this place sooner?
That's amazing.
Yeah, so those are your fun facts from set this week. You're welcome.
Let's go.
Yeah. So now we're planning a trip to Atlanta, basically. All right, let's get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
We didn't really see much, I feel, in the teaser for next week. It was just Damon kind of walking in with Julian and, like, welcome to my world.
Yeah. Going off the deep end.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely going,
off the deep end. Which, I guess, if you're rewatching season one and he was the bad guy back then, it could be kind of fun to see him back in that role and to see how Stefan deals with it, knowing that he can't always save his brother.
I hope it's not like a Team Julian, Team Damon, let's become buddy buddies.
You know, it might be for a little bit, I think Julian will be crazy because he's got his issues still. We're going to learn more about him probably through this little team up, so it's not going to be smooth sailing, you know, with that little friendship.
Yeah. And we do see... Or we heard that Damon did finally say that he burned Elena's body.
I love Stefan's reaction.
Yes. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see that play out because no one knows right now. Well, Tyler knows if he's alive. I don't really know.
Curious. Well, he is because 3 years later we do see him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. See him. So he is still alive, but he knows. So did he go tell Caroline and Bonnie and... Matt, that Elena's really never coming back now? Or
she
was her body in the coffin?
It wasn't. It can't be. I'm going to be mad if it was.
I have no idea. I'm still confused, to be quite honest.
She left the show, but there's still a possibility with her body being around. Yeah, they can't.
I mean, we saw her face.
We saw her face.
We got a little glimpse.
But I have to say, I'm team Katie on this one. Yeah. I don't believe that Tyler would actually take him to
He's smarter than that
place. He's smarter than that, so.
Definitely.
Any other predictions?
I'm gonna say no.
We did hear a long time ago, Julie Plec said that we're gonna meet the Huntress next episode.
Oh.
So, we're gonna meet her.
We're gonna meet her.
I love it. Do you think that she's the cop?
No.
No?
No, it's not her. Because I think the cop was the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then she probably
And
died.
She's another actress that makes her debut into The Vampire Diaries, episode 12.
Episode 12.
Ooh.
Okay, well... Thank you for that, Katie Campbell. Well, in the meantime, where can fans find you guys?
You guys can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Jordana_Morphin.
You guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's, Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I'll be putting up new videos sometime soon.
She got it all out. I'm impressed every time she's able to fit it all in. I'm Tiana Hobson, and you can find me at the Tiana Hobson. And make sure you follow Sam Davidson at SamD43. Let us know your thoughts and what you thought of tonight's our Friday night's episode. And make sure you guys send us all your love. We'll be back next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.